All right. The weekend's almost here. We'll talk a little gambling. We'll talk a lot of stuff. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. What the heck?
Oh, boy.
Dude, geez.
This is The Blitz.
Dude, seriously. Not only that, there's something wrong with the volume of the music. It's way too low compared to my voice.
And AJ Hoffman.
Oh, that's wait. The last thing I said before we came in here.
That's a good start, not a good.
No,
what do you think?
I'm gonna go with fail. The last thing I said before I walked in here was, "All right, I want your A game today," and that's not an A start. That's an F start.
I didn't know it was pre-produced.
Really?
That's on me. Yeah,
you did this yesterday. You know that, right?
Not the Friday song. No.
God.
Wow.
Ooh-wee. Gonna be one of those days.
Apparently so.
Dustin tweeted, "Will Jose be redeemed today?" about that, Dustin.
Swing and a miss. All right. Well, that's a Chris Carter swing and a miss there to start the show. All right. Let's try this again. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee, obviously. Jose filling in. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At ParJ94, if you wish to...
if you wish to make fun of him.
And yeah, yeah. He can take it. He's all right with it.
He deserves it.
You also can text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. We're going to have some fun today. Hopefully we'll swing through this without too many more problems. I have high hopes that he's going to do a better job today. It's not what I was looking for at the start.
Mm-mm.
What's going on with you?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. Had a nice quiet day for a change.
Okay, what's that entail?
Means only working on Sports Map for about 3 hours this morning.
Hey, good for you. it was probably easy because I sent my story in last night well ahead of deadline.
Yes, you did, and actually everybody
like
did.
Like a boss.
So I had all of it done, got about 5, I was done about 8, and then just kind of relaxed a little bit, chilled, did some work on the sequel to the novel, and went to lunch with the wife, and just kind of had a nice, normal Friday. Came in fired up, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of Sports Map, our intern Rachel has her first video up. So if you get a chance, go check it out. She did a good job.
Yeah.
Doing a lot more video now, too. So those things will be popping up on your Twitter feed if you follow Sports Map HOU, which you should. I do have one thing that I need a ruling on from the Blitzers and from you. Because I'm very sensitive to becoming grumpy old get off my lawn man, right? So I'm trying very hard not to. You know, when situations arise, not to be that guy.
Right.
I don't do a lot of trips to the ATM. But when, you know, usually like if I'm getting cash to go to the track or if I'm going to Lions to play poker.
Okay.
And then, but on Thursday nights, I always go by to get cash from our cleaning lady because we pay her in cash.
Okay.
So I had to go through the ATM. And I've noticed this, that almost every time that there's a... There should be some rules, okay? Because there was a young lady in front of me, and first off, it's taken her forever to figure out what her PIN is, and she's just like looking at the screen and looking at the screen and looking at the screen. And then finally, after about, 3 or 4 minutes, she gets $60 out. She gets her card. She starts putting the money in her purse, one bill at a time.
Oh, boy.
She digs around, decides where to put her card. Then she starts putting makeup on.
Oh, boy.
And I'm wondering, should I honk at this woman and let her know that somebody's behind her? But she's looking in the mirror to put her makeup on, so clearly she can see there's a car in line. And so I didn't honk. I just kind of sat there and waited and waited and waited for a good 6 minutes before she finally pulled up. Because to me, what I try to do is when I get my stuff out of there, I immediately pull up and then I put it away so that the person behind me can go up and get started at the ATM, right? I feel like that's considerate. So is it too much? Would I have been wrong to honk? That's my question.
No. Well, I don't understand. I still don't really understand why you didn't honk.
Because I just don't want to be a dickweed. I don't want to go into her boyfriend's
place.
You're
not being a dickweed. She is. Like, there's social rules out there, Fred.
Well,
she wasn't following them. That means it's okay for you to say, hey, you're not following a social rule here. You know? That's like if someone's pooping in the street, it's okay for you to say, hey, don't poop in the street. It's gross. We can't have a lawless society around here, Fred.
I just pictured this chick going and telling her boyfriends, this old man was so mean to me. I was like just trying
who cares?
I was trying to look so good for you, Chad.
And you could tell Chad to suck it, too.
Well, Chad's probably just like, that sucks. Take care of little Chad now. That's why you're here. Take care of the Chadster.
Yeah.
All right. So I would have been in my rights to honk.
Absolutely.
Okay. I wasn't in any hurry for once. But, okay, so that doesn't make me grumpy old man,
nope,
right?
That's normal.
Jose, is that the kind of thing you do to people? Do you put your makeup on when you're in the ATM line?
No, I try to finish before I get out of the house.
Just checking.
Good for you.
Yeah. But, oh, well, I was just curious. Got any good things going on this weekend?
UFC tomorrow night. Stoked for that. And then baseball, coaching baseball.
Ah. It's year-round for him now, isn't it?
All year-round. Goes and goes and goes and goes and goes.
But he's still loving it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing well.
Oh, yeah.
So my favorite story of the day, and it's so funny to see guys come to this dude's defense because he got duped. Did you see what happened to Ron Borges of the Boston Herald?
No.
Well, he had a front page column today citing unnamed sources close to Tom Brady, saying that Brady was ready to hold out of off-season work if the Patriots didn't give him a significant pay raise comparable to the contract the 49ers just gave Brady's former backup, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't blame him. Tom Brady's been underpaid forever, but that didn't really happen.
He cited sources, more than one. Well, turns out the source was a caller to a Boston radio show who somehow got Borges' number off Twitter, pretended to be Don Yee and called him.
Oh, boy.
And never thought that he would think it was really him. And he was the source on it. So he totally got duped, and it was pretty easy to dupe him. And, yeah, I got to say, a lot of people are, oh, well, the journalist is the one who got duped. Well, I got to say, you're pretty stupid. If you cover the Patriots and you don't have that agent's number, that you're just going to believe this coming out of the blue, that he's suddenly calling you. And then you put sources. You talk to more than one person? No. No. That's just shoddy reporting. It's sloppy. And you kind of deserve to get duped. I think I saw Ed Werder defending him on Twitter. I'm like, really? Okay. That's a pretty good prank, though.
That's pretty good.
4-9 said, I would have leaned on my horn, and then when she drove off, I would have hollered that makeup didn't help. You're still ugly.
Yeah, you got to be more willing to just let people know, hey, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to trying not to be a jerk.
Yeah, you're too nice.
Because Houston traffic is bad enough, and just having to drive around in this city, you know, because people can't drive. We have the worst drivers on the planet. That's a fact that's been voted on by me, but. Yeah, so I kind of think, like, at least at an ATM, there shouldn't be issues. You should just kind of go and do your business, move on so the next person can go.
It's simple. This is very simple.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do? You're just going to sit there and wait, apparently. How long did you wait?
About 6 minutes.
Oh, God. Dude. That's like a... That woman castrated you, basically.
Well, I was listening to some music, so...
Oh, dude. I don't know.
Chad and Spring. Hey, watch it with the Chad jokes. Been dealing with this crap for 47 years.
Sorry, Chad.
Sorry, bud. I just picked Chad at random, okay? It could have been anybody. I just like taking care of the Chadster. It's just a name that popped into my head. I'm sorry. It was random. Nobody uses Fred for any of this stuff because you know why? It's what people name their dogs. You probably have a dog named Fred.
Yeah.
And I've been living with that crap for 53 years. But I do apologize. Yeah, Sed says that's real fake news.
What's fake news?
The
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about you honking was fake news.
Angry TF, would it be an issue if someone was getting a quickie at the ATM? Would you feel weird honking? I wonder why they didn't pull up.
Dude, I got no time for that.
Yeah, there's people behind you.
Yeah, that's
not... unless I'm getting to participate, you know, unless I'm getting something out of it. So.
Yeah, that can't be your issue.
Yeah. I don't know. I well, Jong is tweeting out pictures of stuff.
See that? Well, Jong's on his bachelor party.
Yeah. Yeah, he just tweeted out a nice picture that everybody loves. I'm glad he's having fun while people are messing up the Friday song. Yeah. Good for him.
Well, we're here struggling.
Oh. So I've noticed there's no consideration whatsoever at drive-through ATMs. Takes me less than a minute to get cash out. I noticed people don't bleep around nearly as much when you're standing in line behind them. You know what? That's what I may start doing is just going to the outside one. But a lot of times if it's late at night, I don't even like... Well, I don't like going to the outside ones when it's late at night.
That's what I don't understand, how she took so long. When I'm at ATMs, I'm trying to get out of there as quick as I can.
Eh, trying to look good for the Chadster. That's all it was. Yeah, I mean...
That's because you're a small, frail guy. Like, you're not trying to get jacked at the ATM.
This is true, yeah.
Yeah, you're like That's trying to exactly get your window why. Up.
Exactly. Yeah, of course, Stalker Brian named his dog Fred. Oh, God, poor
that
dog.
That chick in front of Fred, she had her pistol sitting on her lap waiting for somebody to come up and start talking mess.
All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, boys, going to tell you about Pajamagram. There's a brand new technology. It's going to drive your lady wild for Valentine's Day. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PJ experts, the pajama scientists at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. They are the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are absurdly, ridiculously soft. Like, you can't even imagine how soft they are. I'm telling you, you have to feel it for yourself. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort that you know she deserves. This is next level soft, guys. She's going to love them. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch. And when she's happy, you're happy. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Valentine's Day, delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. It's pajamagram.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Interesting. Trustin tweeted, this is why I'll never honk at anyone in Houston. Houston woman shot in head for honking at driver cops.
Yeesh.
There's a lot of road rage out there, which is another reason why. The only time I actually honk is if somebody doesn't see me and they're coming over. Like, that happens a lot, especially because people... don't pay attention.
I honk all the time if people don't go when it's time to go. Like, I'll give it a second.
Yeah, if they're at a light, I'll give it a few seconds.
But eventually it's like, all right, let's go.
Although even then, I usually just pull around them unless there's cars there. I do honk. Like, there's this little part down here by the Galleria where you have to get on the 610 feeder and then you get onto 59. Well, there's a protected lane there. So when you get onto the feeder, you're not supposed to stop. And they've got signs that tell you not to stop. They've got all these things that tell you not to stop. And inevitably, somebody stops. And you have to honk at them. That's about the only time I ever do it. So I will throw the hands up every now and then when somebody, like, cuts across three lanes and almost hits you. Because by then, they're already gone. Honky's not going to do you any good. But I don't know. If I didn't like where I live so much, I would buy a place right here so I'd never have to drive in the city again.
Then you could just walk across the street.
Yeah.
That'd be good. It's like Zerline. He lives pretty close around here.
Yeah. I was really pitching hard for us to move our offices.
But he's a big baller.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he practically lives here all day because he's doing NFL stuff. But yeah, I was really pitching hard.
He has one of those Galleria mansions over there.
Yeah. They have mansions here?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hmm. Oh, yes.
I haven't really seen those.
It's like, I think he's working with like 5,000 square feet, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is big ball.
That NFL money, Fred. You don't know about that.
Yeah, I sure don't.
What do you know about that?
Nope. I just.
I got 1,100 square feet in the suburbs. I'm like, I'm getting by. Counting my garage.
You got more than that. Get out of here.
Yeah, whatever.
You got 27 kids. You got to have room.
Oh, I've got two kids. I've got the same amount of kids as you.
Yeah, and a dog and what, a cat?
And a cat.
And a wife.
And a wife.
Yeah, you need at least 2,700 feet for that.
Okay. Oh, that'll be it. Maybe tell Mr. Gal that. I'll work that on my next contract.
Well, you should have done it on the last one. Okay. 713-780-ESPN. I guess I heard Joel and those guys talking about who the Rockets might sign after all these buyouts. I don't know that there's anyone.
I don't know there's anyone that really interests me because, and we talked about this at the trade deadline. Where are the minutes going to come from? D'Antoni's wanting to use 7-8 guys every night, and he's got 7-8 guys right now. There's nobody out there that's going to be, you know, good enough to take the minutes off one of these guys, especially when they've been working together all year. He knows what he likes right now. I don't think he's looking to make a big splash. Everybody wants it, but I just don't see that being their move.
Yeah, and I think if anybody you get is just going to be depth for the stretch run in case people get hurt. Gary says lollygagging at the ATM is how you get jacked.
That's what Jose said.
Yep.
Yep. Jose got jacked.
Nah. Definitely not.
Well, you will next time.
I think they'll follow him around now.
Everybody follow Jose.
Yeah, by the way, did you watch any of my gambling streak came to an end last night on the NHL.
As did mine.
It came crashing down. Well, I lost on one of yours and one of mine by a freaking half goal in a game where, I mean, they had no business not scoring three more goals in that game. It was just one of those days. But so the only thing I did right, and I got very lucky to do it, so I don't feel good about it, was I saw UH minus 8.
Oh.
So I went ahead and punched a ticket on that.
Good for you. It was barely.
And they had no business covering that. And if you watch the end of that game, Rob Gray has to make a free throw to keep it from being a push, and then SMU misses an uncontested layup at the buzzer. That's why it's gambling.
Yep. Yeah, I went 1-2 last night, so my winning streak came to an end. It's a short card tonight. I've only got one play, so I'm on Rhode Island tonight, -7. But the 1-2, that didn't hurt that bad.
Yeah.
But one of those games that I played with a little heavier hand than normal.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday off air. So
yeah,
that happens. Yeah, you're still killing it, and I'll probably have one hockey play tonight. I'm just waiting to see the number that I want. That's it. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I was making a joke with these guys about soccer before the show, and they start reeling off stuff like La Liga and all this stuff. I was just making a joke. I think that's Jose's problem.
He tried to talk to you about La Liga?
Well, they got into this in-depth conversation about soccer. This is what happens when you put them on Soccer Matters.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to talk. Nobody. I don't want anybody to talk to me about soccer.
I thought you were an advocate for America's sport.
America's sport?
Yeah, football.
No, football, I think you're talking about. Is America's sport?
Say that again the way you did.
Football.
So that's a problem with America.
Like, that's the problem with soccer, guy. Like, I understand it's the world's most popular game. It's nowhere close to America's most popular game. Why do you guys keep trying to make it that?
You know, the thing that always upsets me is the stat about how higher ratings the World Cup gets around the world. as compared to the Super Bowl? It's like, yeah, obviously.
Right.
And people try to skew that in favor of the of soccer. I don't know. I hate that thing. I don't know if you guys have seen it before.
Well, it doesn't matter because, I mean, no one in other countries watches football, and that's fine. That's what they're missing out on. That's okay. Let them keep kicking around their round ball and running around and flopping. It looks so fun. But, yeah, I don't understand when it's like, it's the most popular sport in America. No. And then, you could always throw, well, if you count South America, well, yeah, okay, all right. In the United States of America, it's like the fifth most popular sport.
It's growing, though. I'll give them that.
Sure, it's growing, but it's nowhere near football. I mean, it's not even close. Our team can't even make the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great soccer country we are. Boy.
Well, that's why we need that wall. You know, we don't need no more soccer players here. We need to build that wall.
Oh, we need more soccer players here.
No, we suck. We admit we suck. We need to move on. Be good at what we're good at. Football. Basketball. That's about it.
Yeah.
New York Rangers plus 120 tonight v Calgary Flames.
Okay.
Second of a back-to-back for the Flames. And they're using their starting goalie tonight, who has been ripped up quite a bit lately, as I know because he's on my fantasy team. So, there you go.
Good luck, sir.
I'd like to get back on the winning. Get back in the winning column here.
Yeah, I was okay. Like, you know, I knew the winning streak wouldn't last forever. I just didn't want it to start with the game that it started with. Like, that's like, if I was going to pick any time for it to start going downhill, that was not the time.
Yeah, you would have liked it to go one more night.
Like, tonight, you could have just crushed me. I would have been okay.
Yeah, it's a Friday night. How many games are you even looking at, in all honesty? Hey, obviously you have because you're Mr. College Basketball, but have you started looking at some of the projected fields yet?
I check it out every once in a while.
I guess I'm more interested this year because UH might get in.
Yeah, I kind of have my own idea of who I think will get in and who won't get in and who's good and who's not. But mostly I kind of keep track. My biggest thing is keeping track of how many teams every conference is going to get.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what really matters. And I'm starting to come around. The SEC might be the best basketball conference this year. They may have nine teams. The ACC might have nine teams, too. But the SEC might have nine teams, which is pretty wild when you think about it. Because the SEC is not really thought of as a basketball
historically conference. It's Kentucky, and then every now and then somebody else jumps. Florida. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of good basketball being played in the SEC right now. And, you know, the ACC is always strong. The Big East is always strong. The Big 12 is really good this year, too. The weird one is the Big 10 is trash. The Pac-12 is slightly above trash, which means that the conferences like the American and the West Coast Conference and Mountain West Conference are going to get multiple bids, which is good news if you're a UH fan. Real good news.
Yeah, I was looking at are you a Lenardi guy? Are you a Palm guy? Is there anybody that you trust more than?
No. No. I mean, I guess like I mostly look at honestly, I look a lot at KenPom. Like more than I'm on KenPom's website more than any other when I'm looking at basketball stuff. And I guess this is the first year the committee is going to get access to his stuff for when they're making the decisions. And I think it's going to be pretty impactful. But I guess if I had to choose between Lenardi and Palm, I'll go with Lenardi's bracket. He seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, I've always been more of a Jerry Palm guy because, well, we used to have him on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he also, he was really good. He was bigger during the BCS era because he was all over that.
Oh, yes.
But he does a pretty good job. And I was looking at his today. He has Houston as a 10 seed against Florida State in the West as of today.
Okay.
His Texas is an 11 against Arizona State.
I would guess that Texas currently more comfortably in than UH.
Texas Tech, a 2 seed.
That's generous, but
that's as of today. Yeah, where they're what they've done. They've got Kansas also a 2 seed.
Yeah, that's about right.
Cincinnati's a 3 seed if you're interested in them.
Okay.
TCU an 11 seed.
Yeah.
A&M an 8 seed. So safer in than anybody so far.
That's what's crazy to me. But A&M started to pick it up. And, like, you know, when you just eye test alone, A&M's going to be, man, I don't want to, if A&M's an 8 seed, I don't want to be the 1 seed that has to play them on in the first weekend. I don't want that.
It would be Xavier, according to this.
Ooh, I wouldn't want that. Although Xavier's tough, man. I'm not going to doubt Xavier for a minute. Those guys are deserving.
The 1 seeds he has right now, Virginia, Purdue, Villanova, Xavier.
That's right.
Yeah, because so no arguments with any of those?
None. Okay. Had Duke won last night, maybe you make an argument for him, but yeah, those knuckleheads. that was the other game I lost last night.
Your 2 seeds, Kansas, Tech, Clemson, Auburn.
Clemson, huh?
Yeah.
I lean more. Who are the Kansas? Who?
Kansas, Auburn, Clemson, and Tech.
No, I'll go Kansas, Tennessee, Michigan State, and
both 3 seeds right now.
And probably, I'd probably still have Duke as a 2.
Your last 4 in: Kansas State, Virginia Tech, NC State, USC.
Okay.
First 4 out: Boise, Syracuse, Utah, Mississippi State.
All right. Mississippi State being out's a bummer. Those guys are they're on a tear. I think they'll end up getting in, actually.
All right. Well, guys, if you want to get in good with your lady,
oh,
this is the way you do it.
How would you do it, Fred?
Oh, unforgettable gift of Sherry's Berries. Fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in chocolate goodness and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. The berries arrive in Sherry's Berries' signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. And the cool thing is, man, these are so awesome. She's going to love them. I always send them right to my wife's office, and it makes everybody jealous. Right now, you can send Sherry's Berries or any other decadent gourmet gift and save 20% on gifts over $29 with our promo code Fred and AJ.
Yep, my wife loves these things. My home is the office. But that's good news for me because that means I get to share in the berries. That's the way it should be. You choose the delivery date. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. Hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week, and you want to get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more. Go to berries.com today. Use our code Fred and AJ at checkout. That's berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you saw this, but Forbes released its annual list of NBA franchise values. Every single team in the league is at least $1 billion.
Jeez.
The Pelicans are 30th. They're worth $1 billion.
The NBA, is it surprising to you how valuable these franchises have gotten?
Yeah, it is. Because I just don't see how you can sustain
this. Where do the Rockets rank?
Rockets are number 7 at exactly what they were bought for, 2.2.
Okay. Let me guess the teams in front of them.
Okay.
Lakers?
Number 2, 3.3.
Ooh, number 2, huh?
Ding, ding, ding.
The Knicks?
Number 1, 3.6.
Isn't that surprising, too, that the Lakers aren't worth more than the Knicks?
Yeah, it's a little surprising. But okay. Although, I don't know. I mean, New York's such a...
Yeah.
They got all those deals for TV and everything else.
Which reminds me, I'll throw Brooklyn in.
Brooklyn number 6 at 2.3.
Okay. Boston.
Number 5, 2.5.
Golden State.
Number 3, 3.1.
So I've got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
And 7. So all you need is number 4.
Who is number four?
Wasn't there a movie called I Am Number Four?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was. But it's not me. I can tell you that that's not my value.
It's either the Clippers or the Bulls.
Well, make a selection, sir.
I'll go with the Bulls because the Clippers recently sold too, and they were less than the Rockets.
And you would be correct.
Yeah, I am so good at games.
Chicago, 2.6. So New York won 3.6, the Lakers 3.3, the Warriors 3.1. So three teams worth over $3 billion. Chicago worth over, is it 2.6? Boston 2.5, Brooklyn 2.3, Houston 2.2. One other team over $2 billion, the Clippers at number eight.
I was on the right track with them too.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're so good at this game, Fred.
It was yeah. Well, I'd make you keep going, but at this point, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. The but you imagine having your worst franchise worth $1 billion?
That's pretty good. Well, I mean, the NFL's got that, don't they?
Yeah, but I'm just surprised that I guess I'm surprised at how fast this has happened. That these NBA teams are worth this much money, because I honestly, if I were that rich, I don't know that I'd be spending $2 billion on a team, unless I was just a huge fan.
No.
Which is what Tillman Fertitta is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that you're ever going to make...
Mark Cuban was, too.
Yeah. I don't know that you'll ever make that much back. But, I mean, that's not... I guess it's not all about that. I think part of it's the enjoyment and, you know, trying to put something together for your community and all that kind of stuff. So.
Where do the Cavs rank on that list right now?
The Cavs? Hang on, I got to go back and get it.
Because I'm curious.
The Cavaliers are 15th. 1.325.
Where do you think the Cavs go if LeBron James isn't there?
And, well, Gilbert sells the team. I think they tumble down to Pelican like land.
Low 20s, right?
Yeah, you would think. Shout out to the intern who told me to pick up the tickets to SHRP in studio when I have to go to Will Call. Knucklehead move, intern.
Who was it, Andy?
I don't know. Which one was it? Jose, who did that to them? That's a shame bell.
If that was yesterday, it was Andy, yeah.
Okay, shame bell, please. Tell me you know where the shame bell is.
He doesn't.
Well, I'm going to give one away while he searches for the shame bell. If you win, your name will go to Will Call, so you don't have to come down here and pick him up. Four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me tomorrow.
Join the Falcon.
Enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section. This Saturday, that's tomorrow, from 6 until 8, free t-shirt night, too. The first 2,500 fans will win a free shirt. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. If you win, all you got to do is show up. Your name will be on a list. We'll take caller 15.
Shame.
You know, that was so late that I almost have to put that on Jose, that bell on Jose.
Wow.
Keep your finger on that, because any time you screw up now, that's going to be you. We're going to put the shame on you.
He is shaming it up.
Look, man, think about it this way. Here's a good way to think of this. He's been playing Double-A baseball. We've called him up to the majors. Alex Bregman didn't look good when he came up. Took him a while.
That's true.
He's turned out to be really good. Maybe Jose is going to be Alex Bregman.
I like that.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of Brett Wallace to him.
Brett Wallace, yeah. He's like a Triple-A stud.
Yeah, like John keeps convincing me, no, he can play, he can play, he can play.
Yeah.
And he gets up to the show, and it's like, oh, the lights are just too bright.
Maybe Preston Tucker?
Yeah. Jonathan Singleton?
Yeah.
With a little less weed?
That's the thing. Maybe we need to get
this.
Maybe we need to get him high. Might do a better job. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if you, maybe I should, I don't know if something I want to say for RJ or talk about now, because he brought it up that if gambling gets legalized, that a lot of these other people would get involved.
Lot of these other people,
you know, like real businesses would be doing like online gambling and stuff. And I, you know, there's all kinds of reports out there that like Verizon and people like that would be doing it. So,
How would they? I mean, I guess if they're regulated, I guess
And they would set up things in states where you could bet on your phone through the state's thing.
I'd be okay with that.
So that there, I would too. Competition would be good.
Yeah.
Somebody says a Korean mixed curler team was Jong Lee. It was not. It was not our Jong. Actually, because the wife's really into this stuff, we were flipping on the Olympics last night after the UH game. And they had doubles curling, basically, which I'd never seen before. Usually there's four people on a team, right? This only had two. And they had this big story about this U.S. brother.
Wait, are the Olympics already started?
Yeah. Well, the curling has and some other stuff. But
that should let you know about my interest in the Winter Olympics.
The only thing that got me interested was this brother and sister team. It turns out he was pretty bad. She was the good one. And I went to sleep before the end of it, but the Koreans were beating their ass. And I was into it because the Korean chick was really hot.
Okay.
So Korean curling chick, very hot. That's my Olympic report. Okay. I don't really have anything else. She was watching figure skating, but I can't do that. It's not my thing. I don't know the difference between a sow cow and an axle and whatever the hell it is they do. But check out Korean curling chick. Attractive.
All right. You don't know her name?
No.
It's racist.
I don't really pay too much attention to names and these things.
Did you see what did you see what I saw about the
do you hear what I hear?
The Olympic flag bearer thing, like where it was like a
coin flip.
They had to do a coin flip.
And dude was mad that he lost a coin flip.
Yeah, he was mad that he lost a coin flip. Now, first of all, I had no idea that we had black Olympians in the Winter Olympics, and I applaud that. That's great news.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a vote. There were eight people who voted, and it was 4-4. The rules state that and by the way, this Erin Hamlin is a four-time Olympian, the first female American loser to medal in an Olympics is going to be was the flag bearer, I guess.
And I guess Shawnee Davis was the one who lost.
Shawnee Davis lost.
I don't know what Shawnee Davis does. I just know he lost a coin flip.
Well, he says that he was he's a long track speed skater. He said, "I'm an American, and when I won the 1,000 meters in 2010, I became the first American to two-peat in that event. At Team USA, dishonorably tossed a coin to decide its 2018 flag bearer. No problem. I can wait until 2022. Okay. All that's a little bit petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was a tie. They did a coin toss, which I don't think was a dishonorable coin toss. It was just a regular coin toss.
Was this a racist coin?
It was a racist coin. Here's what he went with, the hashtag. Hashtag Black History Month 2018. He's trying to hit the Olympic Committee with that white guilt. They're like, dude, it's Black History Month. You're going to let this white chick carry the flag? You're going to let her win the coin toss? It's not fair. Not a good look, Shawnee Davis.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Because otherwise, I mean, the Olympics always happen in Black History Month.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be a time where I would ask Jong if there's a Black History Month in Korea. But I'm pretty sure Jose has no idea.
There's not a Black History Month in Mexico, for what that's worth.
Okay. That's something. But we all know Mexicans and blacks, you guys are like, you guys hate each other.
I don't know why, but I guess that's a thing. Yeah. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, but your people you've long been enemies. You would think that you guys would team up against Whitey, but for whatever reason, the Latin man and the black man have never, they've never come together against their common foe, Whitey. That's always been an odd dynamic to me. But yeah, Shawnee Davis, he's mad about it. I guess that was a story yesterday I meant to get to, but we didn't get to it. But I did think it was funny.
I bet we would have if he'd done a better job.
Yeah, Jose ruined yesterday's show.
Yeah. But
I also saw, I guess like when the Koreans came out, Mike Pence and his wife like didn't stand up and clap or like everyone else did. Like it was like a show of we're anti-Korean, because I think it said something about a mixed team.
Well, yeah, they combined North and South Korea into one thing for the Olympics, which
that'd be awkward.
I'd say that's a good thing, right? That's a step towards something. That's a positive step I think I would applaud that.
Yeah.
I have no comment on that. I'm staying out of politics.
Okay.
I'm staying out of politics today. There may come a time. There may come a day when I must weigh in on politics, but it is not this day.
Okay.
All right, guys. We were out at Texas Mattress Makers' new location on Monday,
yes,
out in Katy, and man, let me tell you, such a nice setup. You want to save money. If you got a chance to hear Yuval on the show, you realize they just want to put you on the best possible mattress. Make this the last week you sleep poorly. You know what? Enough of this. Don't let the aches and pains stop you from getting Texas Mattress Makers this weekend. They got two locations, showroom specials for every body type. And, man, I'm telling you, you're going to sleep better. They're not going to ask you how much money you want to spend. What they're going to do is say, hey, listen, how do you sleep? And you should have seen Yuval in action. I mean, he was showing Drew what mattress he would like and what mattress worked for him. And Drew got on the first one, said, oh, I want this one. He said, nope, that's not right for you. This one is. And it was amazing. He sat there and go, oh, you're right. That's because Yuval's great at what he does. Texas Mattress Makers is great at what they do. And I'm telling you, you're going to save a bunch of money. The one thing they want to do is be honest with you and straight with you and put you on the best mattress. And you're going to sleep better. That's all guaranteed. You're going to save 50% off of what you would get if you went to a retail store, because they're making them at the factory and selling them directly to you. And guess what? Now two locations. So 4619 Navigation, corner with Lockwood. You know that one. That's the original. But now they're also at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. You can drop by. So anybody heading to Katy that needs a mattress, now is your time. Don't wait. Sleep better this weekend. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Great stuff today from AJ Hoffman with his UFC preview. Charlie Palillo had his column today. Jerry Bowe did a whole cool thing on how to gamble on other sports. And Rachel, the intern, did her first video.
What?
It is up. So a little bit later tonight, we'll have Houston Sports Authority's insider on their big awards last night, which we'll go over next segment, who won, see if there were anything that caught you by surprise. But I'm going to give away another 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me tomorrow night. Enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section. Tomorrow from 6 until 8, it's free t-shirt night. The first 2,500 fans will win a free shirt. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. And somebody was asking, does a sloppy track mess up the races? Says have a birthday there tomorrow and the rain looks like it'll be a downer. Been that kind of week. Drop by and say hello, 713. I'll be on the second floor. It shouldn't mess it up unless it's like really, really bad and there's thunder and lightning. They'll cancel. If it really floods the track to the point where it's dangerous, they'll cancel. But for the most part, they run in it. And I mean, I hope it's not that kind of flood. We don't need any more flooding. And I saw some news stories that made it sound kind of a little bit scary, but I mean, I hope that's not the case. I haven't really been paying that much attention, to be perfectly honest with you. Okay, so I have a story involving a friend of ours.
Okay.
Oh, caller number 17. That I think, knowing her the way you do, you're not going to be surprised by any of this.
Okay.
So I won't mention her name, but you'll probably be able to figure it out.
Okay.
I'll mention her name. We all know who it is. It's Holly the Eagles fan.
Oh, okay.
So I got a text from her today. So random, but kind of funny. I had stopped drinking until last night. I got really drunk, and we had to redo my tattoo because I spelled Eagles wrong.
She got an Eagles tattoo?
She got an Eagles tattoo because she's a huge Eagles fan, and they won the Super Bowl. She got a Fly Eagles Fly tattoo.
And she spelled Eagles wrong
yes.
on the tattoo?
Okay. She says her tattoo artist was mad. It was like, you proofed it. So he had to reset everything up. But
I mean, by the way, what kind of tattoo artist needs proofing of Eagles?
Well, that's the thing. Shouldn't somebody have said, hey, wait a minute, you do realize that there's an A in Eagles? She didn't say how she misspelled it, but Yeah. So, well done, Holly. What? Not, this is not surprising.
Does she have a picture of the...
Yes.
Of the bad one?
Well, no, she's got a picture of the good one that she sent me, I think. Yeah. It's spelled right.
Oh, I don't care about that. I want to see the...
you want to see the wrong one?
Yeah, I want to see it where it's messed up.
Yeah.
That's when it's funny.
But I think, I'm pretty sure she tweeted this out so you can see the tattoo, but oh boy.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to mention her name. This girl we both know got an Eagles tattoo and spelled Eagles wrong. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, who else, to be honest, who else would it be?
Yeah,
who else anybody. Do we don't know any other Eagles fans.
I don't know anyone else.
That loves tattoos. So, yeah, we all know who it was. I asked her if it was okay if I told the story on air.
I mean, that's a pretty simple word.
Like yeah. Well, alcohol was involved.
Yeah. Well,
that obviously increased the degree of difficulty. Yeah, I think maybe a bottle of vodka and you're sitting going, let's fly. Yeah. So. Well done. But it's all fixed now. So I'm sure she'll be writing about that next week. See, there's your topic for next Wednesday on Houston Sports and stuff, Holly. You can write about your tattoo screw up. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Ed Werder apparently is the guy who's been defending this Ron Borges guy all day. Because I'm looking at Twitter. Why am I following Ed Werder on Twitter?
That's a good question.
Let's unfollow. And boom. Goodbye, Ed. That's my new thing. I only notice these people when they're really irritating the snot out of me, and that's when I unfollow.
Yeah, I don't care about Ron Borges.
Rob says getting a misspelled tat when you're blackout drunk is totally Eagles fan.
I do think it's funny that I didn't realize this. The Boston Herald suspended him for this?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's so great. That makes it even better.
Yeah, he's probably going to lose his job, and he probably should.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I told you it's a much more interesting story than you were thinking.
Yeah.
2-1 headed to San Marcos, and he recommended spots to eat or drink. Man, that pizza place, that Pie Society, is my favorite pizza in the state.
It's really good. I remember you recommended it to me once, and I went.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. That's where I would go.
So. Here's how. Did you see the actual text message conversation that he fell for? That Borges fell for?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hello, Ron. This is Don Yee. The Bat Boy of the salons, that is? Bat Boy was real, sir. How you been? Long time no talk. I'm good. About to get this contract for Jimmy. Great. Good kid. Kyle is a good kid as well. Nice match. Bray is the guy. You in town or L.A.? Busy, busy night. Brady's prepared to sit out on all off-season team activity unless he gets a new deal with upfront money similar to what Jimmy got. Sounds like I need to write a column today. Up to you, old friend. Shefty will probably have it by next week. Do I have it now is the question. Think I should. You have it now. Yes, I do. Writing as we speak. Like some random dude texts you and...
Yeah, and you, I'm sorry, but if I got a text from a random person pretending to be DeAndre Hopkins' agent or J.D. Clowney's agent, A, I'm probably going to ignore it, one.
Yeah.
Because, you know... And two, I'm going to know better because they're not going to be texting me. I will already know those guys or I won't know them at all. But... Disco. Hey Fred, this is JJ Watt.
Hey Fred, it's me, Jose Altuve. I'm prepared to
como se dice,
I'm prepared to demand a trade to the Dodgers, to the Phillies, because I know they'll trade me to the Phillies for nothing. I'm prepared to demand a trade to the Phillies unless Kate Upton is willing to come to the locker room bare-breasted every game that Justin pitches,
or unless you
And Fred said, really? Yeah.
Put that on Sportsmap right now.
I'm giving you the story now, Fred. This is real. It's your boy, Jose. Okay, sounds good.
And now we'll celebrate with a Carbach. That was setting up your...
Oh, thanks. All right, let me tell you about Carbach.
I'm good. I'm good at this, and you're just ignoring me.
Sorry, I was going to continue with my impression. It's rodeo season, guys. But before you hit the carnival, the rides, the fried foods, get to Carbach's Rodeo Clown Roundup Sunday, February 18th. It's a week from this Sunday, 7:30 a.m. They're going to kick off the morning with a timed 5K, 10K at the brewery. Wear your best Western gear or rodeo clown outfit. Participants must be 21 or older, of course, and you'll receive a participation bandana, commemorative glass, and two tokens for beer at the finish line. Following the race, great beer and live Texas country music featuring Stoney LaRue, Shooter Jennings, Bob Schneider, Cody Canada, and The Departed, and Jenna Paulette. Grub on some great food at the Carbach restaurant and patio. The food there is outstanding, by the way. And sip some ice cold fresh Carbach in the beer garden. It's going to be a great time. Gates for the concert open at 1:30. Admission is $20. Kids under 10, absolutely free. Register for the 5K, 10K, and get your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. Carbach's Rodeo Clown Roundup, Sunday, February 18th at the brewery. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.